as the hummingbirds fight for the food, not realizing there's enough for everyone, just like humans. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women of Over 40. Although I will admit, I've been making contact with women under 40 lately, and that's okay. That is just fine. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is what we call a snippet. Welcome to Snippet Land. If you're new around here, this is the place to be. This is where we do it. And yes, right outside my window is a couple of hummingbird feeders, and they are fighting and fighting and fighting. I'm sure you've seen hummingbirds, what they're like. They're pretty bossy. They're not very friendly to each other. They're arguing over this food. They're greedy and they're afraid they're not going to get their fair share. Geez, I wonder where I've seen that before. Gals, I have for you today. Oh, by the way, hello to August. Welcome to August. And here in Snippet Land in August, I'm going to give you more opportunities to do the Sacred Mirror. We started that in July, and I want to tell you, it's taken my world to a whole new level because I get to connect with you in a much deeper way. And that, to me, that's the thing. That's what I'm here for. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning. That's what it's all about. So if you haven't heard, the Sacred Mirror is you share a little bit of your story with me by answering three simple questions in an online form, private, only I see it. And I respond to you by turning on this microphone and sending you a short but very loving voice note in response to your story. So these are obviously private and personal and just for you. And last month we started this and I had the privilege of doing these all month long and I loved it. And so we are going to continue doing the Sacred Mirror. If you haven't tried it yet, the link is in the show notes. Help yourself. I would love to hear a little bit of your story. Okay, gals, I have a book in my hand called Creative Visualization by a woman named Shakti Gawain. It was published in 1978. And I'm just going to read from you a short paragraph from this book entitled, Your Life is Your Work of Art. Ms. Gawain says, I like to think of myself as an artist, and my life is my greatest work of art. Every moment is a moment of creation, and each moment of creation contains infinite possibilities. I can do things the way I've always done them, or I can look at all the different alternatives and try something new and different and potentially more rewarding. Every moment presents an opportunity and a new decision. What a wonderful game we are all playing, and what a magnificent art form. Isn't that beautiful, gals? Isn't that beautiful? I wanted to share that with you because today my goal is to inspire you to have more determination to take your life back. And that's just putting it mildly. What I really want to do is piss you off and get you fired up so that you finally decide enough's enough and take control of your life and get rid of alcohol. No matter how old you are, enough is enough, right? And that's what I want you to feel today. The problem with alcohol is it tells us enough lies and serves us just enough that we don't get pissed about it. Because it is serving us. Don't kid yourself, right? We don't drink for no reason. I didn't drink all those years for nothing. I got something from it. It helped me numb, helped me run, helped me escape. And that's really what we get, don't we? We don't have to face things. But the voice of alcohol and the fact that it served me enough kept me there, wasting all those years and kept in the background the brutal truth. And the truth is this. It's wasting your life. It's stealing every minute of your life that it's there. It's stealing your life, your health, your relationships, your happiness, your peace of mind. It's stealing it. Minutes, days, weeks, years that you'll never get back. Now, when we look at it from the outside looking in, a person from the other side, not you, but someone outside of us, they can see it. They can go, man, if only she didn't drink, she'd have so much. Right. But on the inside, we're like, I'm getting something out of this. I'm showing up. I'm doing what I need to do. Right. In other words, what we're doing is lying up to ourselves because we're afraid to quit. Now, that all sounded pretty harsh. OK, fine. But the truth is the truth. And that's the truth. And Ms. Gawain, in this quote, it just was so bam, right? That I wanted to share it with you. Your life is your work of art, your greatest work of art. Every moment, a moment of creation, and each moment of creation contains infinite possibilities. She says, I can do things the way I've always done them, or I can look at all the different alternatives and try something new and different and potentially more rewarding. Wow, right? This is what we could do with our moments. Now, of course, we're human. Life's going to be life. But couldn't we spend even some of our time in this frame of mind? Wouldn't that be amazing? When we start waking up in the morning going, today is, I have this day. There might be things on the calendar we're not wild about and this and that, and life is life and there's stress in your world. But it's the day. It's the only day we have is this day. No other day. We all know, we all go, yeah, we know, tomorrow never comes and yesterday's gone and today's a gift and that's why they call it the present. And we all go, yeah, yeah, and we give lip service to it. But how much do we actually think, wow, this is a precious day. I really do want to do something special with it, even if all I do is speak more kindly to myself in the privacy of my own mind. You don't have to go huge, right? We can do the simplest thing to make the day very different. But I love how she calls our life a work of art. It's so beautiful. She says, what a wonderful game we are all playing and what a magnificent art form. You know, I really love the idea of life as a game. I really do. I think we take it way too seriously. All we're going to do is go to the end and die. And we all have the same ending. We just take it too seriously. Yeah, death's coming. So, you know, right? Let's just show up in the moment. But do we have to fall apart? Can we take it a little more lightly? I was so serious all my life. I couldn't even smile because I felt so horrible all the time. And I just had this tightness in my chest that never went away because of the alcohol, because of the lies, because of all of it. And to me, anybody who would laugh and giggle, I'd think, oh man, must be nice. They don't have a clue how hard life is. And I was on and on like that. That was my internal narrative. Oh my God. So I'm here to make up for time. Let me tell you that much, because that took me right up to my 52nd year. That's a lot of waste. And it ain't for nothing. It's not for nothing. The reason I had to go through it was so I could show up for you. And that's why I'm here today, regardless of your age, to remind you that now is the time. This is the moment, the only moment for you to take a hold of your work of art, your magnificent work of art, and you get to do whatever you want with it. What are you doing with yours? If you'd like a little extra inspiration, come and do the Sacred Mirror. I'd love to see you there. Meanwhile, see you next time. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.